What was the thing?
Speaking of, you guys wanted to talk about a setting a like Love Line needed a squirter or something.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, okay, I was on there last.
You're on
night.
Love Line.
Yeah, and
he gets all the good guests.
Psycho Mike. I guess a week ago, it said something about
who's Psycho Mike slash.
He's the DJ. Okay. It's Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike. They're the hosts of the show.
Right. Dr. Drew has a DJ.
It looks like well, you, they're like the hosts.
They're not really DJs. Right. They're the hosts of the show Loveline, which basically talks to people about their sexual problems. You call in, go, you know, I got two penises, and Dr. Drew goes, that sounds like a medical problem. And then Psycho Mike cracks a joke, and that's
uh-huh.
sort of thing.
He's the Psycho Mike's the new Adam Carolla.
He's the new Adam Carolla.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
So he mentioned something last week that he needed if somebody would produce breast milk, he would drink it. So right. Some girl called up, and so a week later, I get to the studio last night, and there she is. But it turns out she can't produce her. The reason she got on the air is because she squeezed her tit one night, and all of a sudden squirted herself in the face, and she's not pregnant. Mm. So she told that story on the air. So anyway, she had her come down, and she couldn't do it, so she brought somebody else's breast milk for her. And
lame.
So there was that whole issue, and then finally he drank it. And I said, you should have a squirter come on there and do that.
Yeah.
So we have to find somebody to go down.
Do you
there
think he can actually do that? Because I don't think he can do that here.
He can do whatever he wants.
I can't.
Him. Why not?
Because I don't. I'm pretty sure that I can't drink a woman's load on the radio. Can I? Wait a minute. Let's just check with Radio Cancer.
I know they had a splooge on recently where they all jerked off into cups.
On radio? Yeah. On terrestrial radio?
Really? Well, they did the actual working up to that. In
I think we've been told we can't do that.
He's gone?
He's not here.
Pussy! What? What are you pulling that face for? He's all butthurt because I said he was a dick for coming
in
here.
No, he pulled out, but I'm thinking, I'm pretty sure that's been laid down the guidelines to me, that no bodily fluids.
Well, if there's no bodily fluids,
how come they can do it on Love Line?
Yes! Good point, Slash.
Well, I never thought I wouldn't like Slash anymore. No, I don't know. Their voice told me no bodily fluids.
Well, then I'm doing it.
Since when is that like, does that come up a lot?
There's no insertion, and that does come up a lot.
A lot of weird shit comes up on this show you wouldn't think of, whereas I think it doesn't come up on terrestrial lots.
You know,
so don't think
it kick
about
anybody
it.
And shit?
A serious thing or whatever.
No, it's a legal thing.
Howard
huh?
Stern does a lot of crazy
no,
stuff.
No, he doesn't. Not allowed. One time they did the fucking machines, and a girl, I know her, Dana D'Armand, she squirted on people, and now you're not, and I don't really know what happened. You know what? Wait a minute.
There's a lot of weird stuff.
Well, she did squirt all over everybody. I'm doing it.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't talk about it.
Just let it might accidentally happen.
If you don't, and then
man, do you want to be my co-host? Oh, you're in a band, sorry.
If anything comes up, it's already been done, then you go,
I didn't know.
I won't do it again.
Well, maybe somebody will squirt, maybe they won't.
Anyway,
but until then, we're going
to
have
somebody
squirt on Love Line.
Somebody who's an exhibitionist that can get up there and
so we need to call a stretch. Call Joanna Angel and get one of her ladies who could squirt a gig on Love Line. And then we thought, Slash, you want to...
We'll just send her down there.
We'll bow tie her up, put a ribbon on.
Once he commits to it, he has to do it. So I'll come up and say such and such a day is available. We'll send her down there. And
she will stand...
on the plastic shower cap and the suntan goggles and...
I'm happy for you, but I'm kind of pissed that's not on my show.
I know. I mean, that would be a cool thing for us to have.
Hey. Maybe we could beat him to it.
I would love to have that done to Rod Dog here. That would just be so funny.
Can we do that? Do you have a problem with someone squirting on your face?
Are we allowed to do that?
Well, we just went through that.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude?
That's what I'm saying.
You're the reason there's a law, because you brought it up.
Yeah.
Now,
you're like the man.
You know what? Now that we think about it, we won't have that.
Yeah, you're like the man's bitch. Stop being the man's bitch. Do you want...
I have to be the man's bitch if I want to be the man at some point down the line.
You're never going to be the man.
Never going to be the man.
Never. Not if you're working here. We're anti the man.
My dad always told me, don't forget, there's always somebody that can kick your ass. So as long as you take that attitude, you'll always be underneath.
Right.
Yeah. Me.